Now, we were speaking to Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg just earlier in this hour, and we got onto the subject of haircuts.
The last time I got my haircut was in Sheffield, in my constituency, where haircuts are considerably cheaper than in London.
How much did you spend?
And Christian in Jam on, where is it, Oakbrook Road? Yeah, just down the road from my constituency office. He charged me £20.
Yes.
But I do pay more when I get my haircut in London, just in a barber's, hairdresser just off Victoria Street.
How much does that cost you, Mr. Clegg?
I can't remember, but it's considering why it's a good, or it might be well double what it is in Sheffield.
About 40.
I think, but I need to double check.
So let's speak to the hairdresser. At the very centre of this storm is the hairdresser to the Prime Minister. He's based at the Daniel Galvin Hair Salon in George Street in Marylebone. He's recently been appointed with an MB, and credit to him, it's Lino Carbasiera who joins me now. Morning, Lino.
Good morning.
I've got to tell you, I'm well. I've no, you won't believe this, my late father and my brother are called Lino, so I know
another. Oh, fantastic.
There aren't many Linos, and it's good to say the name again. Lino.
Oh, that's good.
I think I might be able to get you the Deputy Prime Minister's hair to cut, Nick Clegg. Now, what sort of challenge might that pose?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been doing hairdressing for over 34 years, I think. This is my 34th year. And, you know, I don't really find doing hair a challenge. It's something I do all day long, and it'd be a problem.
Who's easier? Is it easier to cut the blokes or the ladies?
I think men for sure, because, you know, men are much quicker. There's a lot more involved with a woman. There's, you know, obviously more styling than a blow-dry styling, and time. They have longer hair. Men, you know, shorter hair, and
yes,
they're in and out.
Also, I think at times you almost become, particularly to the ladies, you almost become like a counsellor, don't you?
Well, you know, you become part of their lives, and they become part of your lives. And it's a real reflection for me that since the storm, I've had so many letters, facts, emails, you know, of all people, that all my clients are so behind me and that care about me. It's amazing. It really does show that bond that you have with your clients.
How does it feel?
Yeah, and, you know, it's amazing. It's just, I'm just so proud and so happy that I've been recognised for not one haircut, but
No, for what you do. What's it like being at the heart of a media storm like this, Lino?
Yeah, I mean, I've been speaking to journalists because I wanted them to judge me by meeting me rather than judge me and don't know who I am.
Right,
so
right.
I've spoken to people like yourself, you know, so you can judge me. You know, if you don't know me and you write about me, it's just...
No.
I think it's quite harsh.
No, I agree. Well, that's why it's great having you on the programme. Is the Prime Minister going bald?
No.
What's the biggest challenge of cutting the hair of someone like Mr Cameron?
To be honest, when you work with anybody that's in the public life, you know, you want everybody that represents our country in any form of, you know, whether it be film, music, whatever. You want them to look smart, well-groomed, and look the part rather than someone that's just been, you know, doesn't care about themselves. Because you don't care about yourself, you're obviously not going to care about others.
So no, that's right. Hey, listen, if I brought Mr Clegg along for the first cut, could you do it at a discount rate? Just as he gets to know
you. You know what I'll do? I'll tell you what I'll do. There'll be no charge, just charge to a charity. I'm all about charity, and if you put some money in a charity box, I'll do it free.
That's a great deal. Lino, thank you. And thanks for having a good sense of humour. And a great attitude, by the way. Absolutely the right attitude. People can learn from that. If you find yourself in the heart of a media storm and you don't like what's being said about you, why don't you do what this hairdresser does? Actually come out and make yourself heard. Lino Carbasiera, MBE, David Cameron's hairdresser, and possibly even Nick Clegg's. Listen, I'm sorry I've run out of